how that might affect the game on Saturday night, having all you guys contributing?
All of us are going to get opportunities to touch the football. And hopefully we're gonna all be productive with it and you know, see how it turns in the end of the day. Try to come out with a win.
Well, bringing something different to the table is kind of unique and helps out too, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Shane brings something different. Brandon brings something different. Steven brings something different. I bring something different. So, I mean, with all of us in the backfield, and you know, a couple of us being spread out wide, every, you know, going to receiver and going into motion and stuff like that. There's countless things you can do with it.
Fun group. You guys have a good time together?
Oh yeah, definitely. We get excited for one another on big plays, on touchdowns. We can get around here and laugh and joke around all day, you know, while we're at work. So, I mean, it's been a fun time.
Does Tom say he appreciates you guys letting him kind of rest his arm the last few weeks where there's more rushes and passes, which is atypical for the Patriots?
I feel like Tom's a ball player, you know, he's won Super Bowls, so I feel like he's always going to want the ball in his hands to make something happen. I mean, you know, look at the New Orleans game, you know, so, I mean, he's always going to want the ball in his hands. That just goes for, you know, an athlete in general. It's just the competitiveness of the game.
Does it seem like it's business as usual, despite it being a playoffs, because this team is in the playoffs every year?
I mean, The playoffs. This is my first rodeo in the playoffs, and this is my first postseason. So, I'm gonna approach it, you know, a lot differently than most people, because, you know, this is win or go home. You know, rather than the regular season where you win and you get another chance next week, this is win or go home. So, I feel like everybody's approaching this a lot different.
What's it mean to you to finally get in the postseason?
It means a lot. You know, I want to stay in the postseason.
Garrett, there's a pretty good chance of rain, it looks like, in the forecast for Saturday night. You had a pretty good day in the rain a couple weeks ago. What maybe do you do differently when the conditions are a little wet?
It's kind of up to the offensive coordinator. It's kind of up to Josh, you know. Whatever is working for us, or, you know, I don't feel like he plans anything like, hey, well, if it rains, we're going to do this. I just feel like whatever is working at the time, he's going to, you know, that's what he's going to go with. You know, it's all part of the game plan and what is working for us at the time.
How about you as a runner, though, specifically in terms of maybe ball security or your footing or anything like that?
I just try to be more, you know, more cautious with the football, you know, keep the football secure, and, you know, I'm not too worried about my footing. You know, it's nothing you can really do about it. You know, if there's puddles out there, you know, I mean, you just gotta know how to put your foot in the ground, and you have to change cleats or whatever it is you have to do. Just make sure that you can, you know, keep your feet up under you.
Did Josh say anything to you guys about him sticking around long term? He interviewed for the Browns job. He's coming to practice and saying, hey guys, I'm here for the long haul, anything like that?
He hasn't discussed it with us, but I'm sure he talks to Tom about it.